The message San Bernardino County wants families and community members to hear is that even small amounts of lead can harm a child's health. Lead poisoning can have serious effects on the brain and nervous system, says County Supervising Public Health Nurse Sarah Hernandez-Singh.
One of our main concerns is learning problems that it may cause, and sometimes we don't realize why it is that, you know, children have these problems once they start preschool and kinder. And we don't see it until, you know, they hit that age, so we want to catch it before.
Blood tests are the only way to diagnose lead poisoning. Hernandez-Singh says less than 1%, or about 250 children in 2018, were diagnosed with lead poisoning in San Bernardino County.
These are 250 children who may potentially end up in special education. So that brings other issues, you know, additional cost to society, not just to the health of the child, but also, you know, to our community and our society.
Children can be exposed through a number of sources, including lead dust brought home on parents' work clothes and some types of pottery and painted objects. The campaign will feature street banners in Colton, Fontana, and Ontario, and social media posts. Also, information and materials will be mailed to local agencies and businesses. Megan Jamerson, Empire KVCR News.